machine to all the chicks. You're damn right. Who is a man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it? Good afternoon, listeners. I'm Dr. Tony. You're listening to Stone Cold Sober here on 104.6 Planet FM. And I'm coming to you live from New York. Why am I coming to you live from New York? I'll tell you, because it's my birthday. And I've just knocked off my number one item on my birthday bucket list, being in my birthday city here in NYC. I'm going to hit the ground running for today's show and play you artists that are either from New York or have played at arguably one of the most well-known music concert venues ever. That's CBGB, which is sadly gone. My first song I'm going to play you is the Ramones, and it's Blitzkrieg Pop. They're an American punk band from Queens here in New York. They helped establish the punk movement in the US. They were cited as the first true punk band, and none of the members are actually related. They got their name after being inspired by Paul McCartney, who used to use the alias Paul Ramone when he checked into hotels when he was playing around in any city, basically, but in New York. One music journo wrote this wonderful article that the Ramones blasted open the clogged arteries of mid-70s rock with their four-chord, three-minute riff. They disbanded in 1996 after a farewell gig at Lollapalooza. By 2014, all original members of the wonderful band were passed away. This is Blitzkrieg Pop. Blondie were led by the stunning Debbie Harry, formed in 1974. They were the pioneers in American the new wave scene. They incorporated disco, pop, reggae, funk, and early hip-hop into their sound. Their breakthrough album was their third album, Parallel Lines, made in 1978. They disbanded in 1982. I think that had a lot to do with Debbie Harry looking after her husband, who was a lead guitarist. Debbie Harry pursued a solo career after this. She had various successes until Blondie reformed in 1997. They sold 40 million records worldwide, were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2006, and this is Atomic. We'll be right back. Tempted to play Talking Heads, but I found that I thought that was a little bit too predictable for me, you know me. So I've chosen frontman David Byrne. David Byrne was actually born in Scotland, which I didn't actually realise. He was awarded an Academy, Grammy and Golden Globe Award, as well as being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as part of Talking Heads. Stop Making Sense is one of the greatest concert videos you can ever hope to see, and I do hope you see it. He's done many solo albums, from a solo album, American Utopia, this is Everybody's Coming to My House, which I might just get myself a tattoo of when I'm here in New York.
Welcome you to my house. You didn't have to go far.
The Strokes, formed in 1998. They primarily started out with Julian Casablanca and Albert Hammond Jr., son of Albert. You might know, be familiar with the song It Never Rains in Southern California. This Is It was made in 2001, their first album. A bidding war started and they eventually signed with RCA. In 2020, they released an album called The New Abnormal, which would be produced by Rick Newman. It won Rick Rubin, sorry. It won their Best Rock Album at the 63rd Annual Grammy Awards. This is Last Night. Was the lead singer and songwriter of Velvet Underground. They were actually managed by Andy Warhol. Lou Reed actually had a solo career spanning 5 decades. He started out as a DJ, believe it or not. His breakthrough album Transformer was produced by David Bowie. He had addiction problems. That's well, both of them did actually, but Lou Reed in particular. He cleaned up in the early 1980s and got his career back on track and gained commercial success in 1989 with his album New York. He actually collaborated with Metallica in 2008 for their album Lulu. Sadly, he died of liver disease, and in 2013, his biggest hit was Walk on the Wild Side. So guess what? I'm not going to play that. I'm going to play Sweet Jane live. May or may not be my last song, but we'll give it a go, and if I play another one, well, so be it to me. The Beastie Boys are a hip-hop rap rock group formed in 1981 here in New York. They formed out of an experimental hardcore punk band called the Young Aborigines. Strange name, isn't it, for America? They actually toured with Madonna in 1985, which shows how the intuition of that woman to pick up a punk band to go with her style of music. In 1986, they released their debut album, which was the first rap album to top the Billboard 200 charts. They're the biggest selling rap group since Billboard began recording sales in 1991. When vocalist Adam Yauch died of cancer in 2012, they disbanded. This is No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
No Sleep Till!
Going out of style.
Getting paid on the way because it was your wild.
Four on the floor.
I
excuse and we're the hook.
We got a city in the front with money in the stack.
We got guys in the front and Brooklyn in the back.
Why not? That's not right.
Now I'm gonna go.
Surprise, surprise. I've actually got a little bit of time left here, so I am going to play one more song. This is by Patti Smith, singer, songwriter, poet, painter, and author and photographer here from New York City. Her 1975 debut album made her an influential member of the New York-based punk rock movement. Her biggest hit was Because the Night, co-written with Bruce Springsteen. But guess what? Surprise, surprise, I'm going to play you People Have the Power, and then I'm going to party up. So enjoy Sláinte, Dr. Tony, over and out.